Well, there was a small plane coming in for a landing, and it was having engine trouble. And so the pilot decided to call ahead to warn the tower that they were in trouble. And so the tower answers, and the pilot says, "Christmas." And the tower says, "What?" And the pilot says, "Fourth of July." And the tower says, "What?" And just then the co-pilot reaches over and takes the radio and says, "I think the word he's looking for is May Day." Well, today is May Day. It is May 1st. And the Holy Father, Pope Pius XII, was very smart because he took May Day, which was a day of work, and he made it the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker. He did this in 1955. And he did it because, you know, for centuries, really actually probably since 1889, the socialists had made May 1st a day of work to honor the worker. And so the church always tries to sanctify or baptize pagan things or secular things. And so the church decided to elevate this day of the worker to a feast day of St. Joseph, the patron saint of workers and carpenters. That's why we have in today's gospel, they say, "Is this not the carpenter's son?" That's what the Lord was known as, the carpenter's son. He himself was a carpenter. His foster father, St. Joseph, was a carpenter. And so when you read the writings of, you know, Pius XII or John Paul II, even Pope Benedict, they always talk about the dignity of work, the importance of the dignity of work, that God created. God was a worker. Talks about God worked for 6 days and he rested on the Sabbath. See, the dignity of creation, the dignity of work, and that we are co-workers with God in this world. We're co-creators, we're co-workers with the Lord. So St. Joseph is the patron saint of all workers. Of course, he's also the patron saint of fathers, the patron saint of the universal church. So St. Joseph is such a wonderful saint that he even has more than one feast day. March 19th is his primary feast day, but today, May 1st, is also a feast day of St. Joseph the Worker. See, what is work? Work is participating in something divine. It's something of great value and great dignity. And as you know, the Lord made us in his image and likeness with intellect and free will and the ability to create. Isn't that something? The ability to participate in God's creative work. And so God entrusted his only son to the care of St. Joseph. And St. Joseph taught Jesus, along with the Blessed Mother, how to read, how to do his studies. But Joseph would have taught Jesus how to be a carpenter. And you might see, I've seen some beautiful images of St. Joseph teaching Jesus how to work at the carpenter's bench. And through the window, some shafts of light are coming in, and there's some beams leaning against the wall. And the shadow that they cast is the cross. You've probably seen that beautiful image. And Our Lady is looking at the cross, and you can tell that she sees the shadow of the cross. Even when Jesus was young, she saw the shadow of the cross when Jesus was working in his foster father's carpentry shop. So what I recommend is that you really study the theology of work. St. Escriva, founder of Opus Dei, has a lot of beautiful writings about this as well, the dignity of work, the theology of work. Even in the Garden of Eden, you know, God had Adam and Eve working in the garden, tending the garden. Work makes us God-like, co-creators, and there's great dignity in human labor, dignity in manual labor, even though some people think that's the name of the Spanish ambassador, manual labor. But it's not. It is something of dignity, something of value, and if Joseph was a carpenter, Jesus too was a carpenter. So we should never, let's say, in any way demean work. Work is something that gives people a dignity. That's why it's so important that people go back to work and get people to work, even if it's volunteer work, whatever it might be. Even when people are retired from a regular job, they still need to have something to do. They live longer. if they have something to do, right? And so you can volunteer, you can be a Eucharistic minister, an usher, a lector, you can do Knights of Columbus, Legion of Mary, the sewing committee. There's so many ways to serve the Lord in work. My dad just turned 83 yesterday. Great. He still works 6 days a week in the Catholic shop up in Norristown, Pennsylvania. My mom will be 90 in August. She still works 6 days a week in the store. And it's very inspiring, and it keeps them going, right? It keeps people going when they have something to do. And it's very helpful to to their own well-being, emotionally, physically, spiritually, to have a job, to have a task, whether it be something paid or something volunteer. So what I recommend is that we really think about St. Joseph today. He is this great patron of husbands and fathers, patron of the universal church, but he's also the patron saint and the protector of all workers. And so I think we would suggest that we reevaluate exactly what work is, and how, and we look at work from a different perspective, that it's a participation in God's work of recreating this world and beautifying this world in different ways. So I give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Joseph, the intercession of St. Joseph. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.